Our next guest is on the line. She's Anne Hertzberg. She's the legal advisor of NGO Monitor. And it looks like we speak to Anne quite regularly. Anne, great to have you back with us on Chai FM.
Hi, great to be here again.
So we are talking today about the Knesset's National Security Committee, which has apparently approved the death penalty for terrorists in its first reading. If you wouldn't mind taking us through the key provisions of the bill and why now?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important for the listeners to know it hasn't passed yet. It hasn't even gone for a full Knesset vote. It merely got out of committee. So now it's going to move to the Knesset. And it's unknown when that vote's going to take place because the Knesset's actually on recess right now. And they have to do several readings and then votes on the bill. So likely what came out of committee, it could be very different from what is actually passed, if it actually does pass. And I know there are a lot of elements in the government that do not want this bill to go right now to the Knesset. So it's highly possible that it won't get much farther than going beyond the committee.
That's very interesting to me that you said that. I would have thought it was the other way around. I would have thought with certain far-right elements in the current coalition, there would have been a very strong push to have taken this to Knesset.
Well, essentially in the committee, the far-right were who pushed it through.
Okay.
But more moderate voices in the government. And also, for instance, the chief hostage negotiator, Gal Hirschman, are against this bill being passed. And I think a lot of the army and security as well. So it's unclear if it could be delayed if it even goes up to a full vote, like I said.
And somewhere in the back of my mind, I seem to recall that actually there is a death penalty on the books in Israel. It's just never used. It has been used only once, if I stand to be corrected, in the case of Adolf Eichmann. Am I wrong? Is that not the case? Is there no such law on the books currently?
Yes, so there is that law. So what this apparently appears to be doing is to make it much easier to implement the death penalty. And among a wider range of people, though, we don't know, again, we don't know what the bill is going to look like that's presented to the Knesset. So it's unclear at the moment what specific provisions it's going to have.
I don't know to what extent there's been public debate about this particular issue or not, but just out of interest, somebody like Gal Hirsch, who, as you said, is the coordinator for prisoners and missing persons, is against passage of the bill. What reasons is he giving for his objection?
Yeah, so he thinks passing a bill like this could imperil the hostages because, you know, for instance, if let's say the hostages are released, please God, and somehow Hamas individuals involved with those captives are themselves arrested or captured, they can be put to death. So there's no incentive for them. There's no incentive. In his view, I guess it's sort of giving them no incentive to protect the hostages if they're definitely going to be put to death. Although I feel that reasoning, or I think already people in Gaza, Hamas figures assume they're going to be targeted. So I'm not sure how much the existence or non-existence of such a law is going to be that much of a deterrent. But where it perhaps could be a deterrent, I would say, is probably more if we're dealing with the West Bank, Judea, and Samaria, you know, where it's more likely that someone is going to be arrested rather than killed if they're involved in terrorism. So I think that's all why the security establishment is against this.
Let's face it, Israel is a traumatized society and has been for the past 2 years. if not longer. And one wonders to what extent, just as a knee-jerk gut reaction, there wouldn't be a lot of public support for a bill of this kind.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I think certainly amongst the right, there is a lot of support for this type of law. But I think also, you know, that the fact that the death penalty is something that Israel only uses, has only used once, you know, I think people are, you know, attached to that in a way, that heritage. And I think, you know, that I think a lot of people also don't want us to start becoming a state, you know, like China or Iran or Russia, that is executing dozens and dozens and dozens of people every year. I don't think that would speak very highly of Israel as a democracy, or as a, you know, state with Western values. So I think, you know, I see the arguments on both sides, but I would think actually majority of the people would not be in favor of it. But
that's interesting.
I haven't seen polls on it.
And as you say, there's a long way to go. I mean, this is just real preliminary passage of a bill, nowhere near finalization. So we've got to see where this
lands. Right. And I think it also, just speaks to the frustration that people have to the problem of Palestinian terrorism and rejectionism, and the fact that it doesn't seem to be a solution to this conflict, because as long as the Palestinians refuse to accept the presence of Israel as a separate state, you know, and they're not, and everything they're doing is trying to eliminate Israel rather than build up institutions to create a Western democratic style state in Gaza, let's say, or in the West Bank, according to what the international community is doing right now. But with this seemingly intractable problem, I understand why people are then looking to things like this death penalty bill.
Yeah, no, from an emotional perspective, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, knee-jerk,
exactly,
emotional stuff,
exactly.
It makes sense. Maybe not the best thought out idea in the world. I'm going to leave that issue because I think we've discussed that. The last time you and I spoke, we spoke about the flotilla coming to Gaza, the Thunberg flotilla. At the time, I remember you were saying, you know, this is quite an interesting dilemma from an international law perspective, because what they really were doing was aiding and abetting Hamas, and that meant that Israel had certain opportunities to take certain actions that would have been quite within their rights from an international law perspective. What's changed since we've last spoken is that now there is, I believe, a warship from Italy as well as one from Spain accompanying this flotilla to Gaza. I mean, surely that has got to be a massive problem from an international law perspective.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, it is it's unclear what these warships are doing exactly.
Yeah, that's the question. Like what are they doing?
You know, what,
yeah.
Right. Like, what are their intentions? Are their intentions to accompany the flotilla to Gaza? Gaza doesn't even have a port, so I'm not even sure where these people think they're going to land in Gaza. Ships, you know, you can't just run up on the beach. You know, so if the intention of these ships are to accompany them into those waters and break the blockade, I mean, that is an act of war, and Israel does have a right under international law to deter these ships, which is crazy that Italy and Spain would be doing that. I don't know if their intention is to sort of hang back in case something happens, or when they're interdicted so that they can take them home right away rather than Israel taking them to prison and Israel flying them back at some point. So it's a little unclear what these countries are doing, but I definitely see it as a crazy escalation, especially from the Spanish government.
Well, the Spanish, I expected the Spaniards to do something stupid like that, given what their prime minister's been saying publicly. What surprised me was that Meloni in Italy seemed far more close to the Israeli position than the Spanish, and yet she seems to be out there saying the same things, which just, I can't join the dots.
Yeah, It is very incomprehensible what is going on right now, and Italy is very perplexing. I don't know what is happening with Meloni or if there's some sort of domestic political considerations motivating her, but she seems all over the place in terms of her policies.
Yeah, that's
But in any event,
it,
yes, I really don't know what they're doing, and the whole thing is crazy. You know, the fact they let these ships leave from their waters is also crazy.
And as always, thank you for your time this afternoon. We're going to leave it there, and no doubt we'll touch base soon again.
Great. Good to speak with you.